Now for me, Timson is where I go and get my shoes healed and soled, because I'm old school. It's not that I'm a cheapskate or anything like that. I buy expensive shoes and I like to keep the wear in them once I've got used to them, or with the pair I've got at the moment, there are two pairs actually, that fit better than any other shoes I've ever had. I like to keep them, so I like to have them soled and healed, and even if it might cost more eventually than the shoes that I paid for the shoes originally, that's important. That's the Timson I know. It's got a P in it. This Timson doesn't. T-I-M-S-O-N. Now, I'm not saying they're kind of like an artisan feel, but Timson AOR, which is Mark Timson, who's been playing guitar, various bands, and I presume doing sessions and all that kind of stuff for about 50 years, thought I'd better make my own album. Well, yes. After all that time, it's good to do it. He palled up with a vocalist from Chile called Lucky S. That's L-U-K-K-Y. There's no P in that. L-U-K-K-Y. And thought, that's a great voice. I need to write this now. And he has done. And on occasion, this AOR album, and it's unashamed AOR, the clue is in the title, isn't it? Called Forever's Not Enough, which sounds like a Bond movie of the Pierce Brosnan era to me, is really good at times, and on occasion it's the AOR that I know is out there, and is out there quite a lot. Now, that's not a massive problem, but there is a lot of it out there, and I get an awful lot of it to listen to and comment on and review. So I know there's a ton of it. Now, generally, you're going to get new AOR artists who have listened to their parents' record collection, perhaps, and are now making their own albums. You're going to get AOR bands who have been reignited because a record company might say, God, remember that album? I'm going to put it out with extra tracks and with sumptuous packaging, and it looks and sounds great. And people who remember that, who now hopefully have disposable incomes because they've got better jobs, will be able to purchase it. And that seems to be working. And from that, you get bands who never gave up or are back together touring. So it's a crowded marketplace, and you need to do something that makes you stand out. I'm not convinced that Timson AOR does, but what it does do is give you great AOR. So if you're a great fan and you can't get enough, this is definitely for you. They give you 80s pumpers with a real, that 1985, 86 chart AOR that I absolutely loved. And as I've said many times, had to keep quiet from the harder rock crowd that I ran with, because if they knew, I'd be out. And that's terrible. Maybe, I mean, by 85, I suppose, 84-ish, when I was 19, 18, 19. After that, I celebrated it. I mean, you did get things like, you know, sometimes Living in a Box was thought, remember them? Were thought to be AOR. I'm not sure about that. Go West, I can see it. But anyway, this is chart 80s in the chorus with a massive solo. It's a really good way to start. Searching for Myself, really good. More Than Enough, it's a bit anemic. The chorus almost saves it. It almost drags you back up. Not quite, even though there are big guitars here. But when it gets fluffy, like with Forever's Not Enough, the title track, it goes from a rather expected ballad. Not that that's bad, you would expect one. If it's well done, that's great. But the huge solo makes it fly, and it is so fluffy. You could lie back in it for a week and never get tired. And then we get later on in the album Where the Brave Ones Go, which has, suddenly they find an organ. Oh, this was in the corner. I never realised that. Let's have a look at that and see what we can do there. It gets a big opportunity on this track. Demonstrative guitars, an awful lot better than some of the stuff on here, which seems to correspond to what you'd expect from AOR. However, that's sometimes what you need. It wasn't what I wanted at the time, but real fans of AOR are going to say, this is what I remember, this is beautifully done, and some people are going to absolutely love that and hold this album to their hearts, and why not? Me, I think half the album's great. I think half the album is pretty good, and I can understand why they've done it. But really, it's getting there. It's not at the top of the pack. It's kind of not towards the middle either. It's got a chance to be top 10, this, of the AOR bands out there this month. But if Forever's not enough, will it continue to delight forever? I'm not too sure. However, Forever is not always what you want. Sometimes you want right now. This album will certainly give you that. Ta-ta.